If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. A little jet lag, but otherwise great.
Yeah, look, we never know where we're going to find you in the world.
No doubt.
Stephen, the one thing I really wanted to chat to you about is the City of Johannesburg hack. We know that the time has passed. They were asked for 4 bitcoins, which I think is embarrassingly low. But all right, that's equivalent to R500,000. What is going on? Can you paint a bit of a picture as to why this is starting to happen more frequently?
It's actually a global problem. Johannesburg City and South Africa in general seems to be firmly on the radar of all these various cyber criminals, and that's essentially what it is. The day of the stagecoach is over. No one is knocking over stagecoaches to get the gold. People are knocking over websites to get the Bitcoin. So it's a whole new world that we live in. And the profile and the methodologies of these cyber criminals is becoming unbelievably sophisticated. Most of them have got AI or highly advanced learning tools and massive computing power, and they can create attacks or intrusions or penetrate the various platforms in ways that people can't even imagine. And the obviously the prevention capabilities and the prevention methodologies have become increasingly sophisticated, but it's a never-ending cat and mouse problem. And here is why the city of Joburg is getting hacked. Here is why right now a number of ISPs in South Africa are being hit with what's called a denial of service attack. Massive 100 terabytes of data being sent to an ISP to shut down their servers is very simple. South Africa and generally the corporations and especially the government departments in South Africa have slipped behind the curve of staying on top of these things. Their systems, their preventative measures have become a little antiquated in the global scheme of things. So it makes us an easy target. And unfortunately, you said it, the 4 Bitcoin demand shows that it's not even a highly organized or sophisticated crowd. It's probably some small bunch of enthusiasts, if you want to call them that, in the back end of somewhere. So we are extremely vulnerable right now. As of now, they said their site would be down for 24 hours so that they could be fixed. It's not that simple. The Joburg sites are still down. You cannot interact with a modern major city in any electronic way, form or shape. Chances are they've completely had to refresh or go back to backups and restore systems. It is a complete, in my opinion, disaster for the city. And unfortunately, the costs to the city is going to run into tens, if not hundreds of millions of rands, including having to put in brand new systems, brand new platforms, which will probably assist in stopping these type of attacks. But the whole issue of cybersecurity has never been more topical. And certainly, imagine now trying to pay your electricity bill. You can't. You may have an old bill which you can use. Things are just going to get completely complicated, and it's going to cost us tons of money and detract the city from doing what it normally should be doing. But unfortunately, I think in the near to medium term, we're going to see more of these attacks. They're going to become increasingly more sophisticated. And quite honestly, there's not a lot you can do other than staying right on top of the latest techniques. And that raises a whole nother issue of the skills. We have a very low skills base in South Africa. And globally, the guys who actually understand this and know this and can deal with these type of issues are fairly limited. So the costs of mitigation, the costs of remediation, in other words, fixing all this nonsense, is going to increase dramatically. And there's no simple, easy fix, because the footprint, as we get more mobile and more online, is just going to grow. And the way these guys are going to get into your system just becomes exponentially bigger and more difficult. So honestly, I think we've got a huge crisis globally, but in South Africa in particular, I think we're going to see enormous disruption to our technology platforms across many companies. I mean, the banks were even attacked, but they were able, luckily our financial services companies are very, very on top of this. They have enormous resources and they certainly have spent a ton of money on platforms and systems to avoid these type of attacks. But they do happen. And they have happened in the recent couple of weeks and expect more. So I think this is a serious crisis. Never mind the water crisis. We've got a serious tech crisis on our hands. And it's going to be very interesting to see how they deal with it.
Stephen, is this about disabling their functionality, or is it about potential leaking of sensitive information, or both?
It's absolutely both. Obviously, the most secure system is a system that's not connected to anything. So very, very simply put, by switching everything off, they have no problem. Nothing is connected. No one can breach anything. Nothing can be leaked. The hassle is that the entire platform, and that's not just externally to me and you, the public, probably find that their internal communications are a problem. So they're not even communicating amongst their branches. You go into the Santon branch. It has no connection to the main server. So it's very big across the entire platform. My sense is that this was a type of ransomware attack. And what they did is actually lock all the files, stop them from accessing their files. And the only thing they can do then is delete everything and restore it from a backup that's clean. And they can only do that with the system off. So there is no system right now. It's being restored. They've then got to somehow catch up all the transactions that happened between that time. So I do anticipate they're going to be offline for a little while. And I think they didn't tell us exactly what's going on, but already it's 4 or 5 days and there's still no access. The sites don't even come up with anything. You just don't get through to any joburg.org site. And it's a real challenge. You cannot run a modern city in this day and age without some form of connection or access to their operating system. And right now the Johannesburg operating system is down and out and not working at all. So it's a real challenge.
Do you think they should have paid the ransom?
Sorry, excuse me there. I missed that.
Do you think, given the low price of it and the massive cost to not being up and running, do you think that they should have paid the ransom and rather dealt with this moving forward?
No, because nothing would have changed. There's no guarantee by paying the ransom they would have unlocked the system. The system would still then be compromised. They don't know, or it would be enormously difficult for them to figure out what backdoors have been left, what options these guys, once they had access to the system at that level, at administrator access, they could have done all sorts of things that would take months, if not weeks or whatever, to figure out. So either way, they would have had to shut the system down, resecure it and rebuild it pretty much from scratch, restore the backups and get the whole system up and running in a clean, known environment. But paying a ransom is never an option. Unfortunately, many companies do, and sometimes it works, but generally at this level, it creates even more issues and certainly opens the city up to even more hacks down the road. So unfortunately, I think they've done the right thing. There's no other option other than to shut it down, clean it up, reinstall it, and bring it back up with all the latest and all the most updated security sort of platforms and systems that they can. Unfortunately, all of that takes time. The city is going to take a serious knock financially because monies are not going to come in. They're not going to be allocated. There's probably going to be months of disruption and misallocations and problems. It's a major, major issue. So the couple of million rand or 20 or 30 million rand they should have spent on securing their platforms right up front will seem like small change on the mess that we're going to have to deal with now. And that's exactly the problem. One, people tend to not, and this is a real hassle in cybersecurity in general, people tend to think it won't happen to them, so they don't employ the latest solutions. They tend to think that it's a lot of money for what? For just in case. But when the worst case scenario, like something like this happens, the money they would have spent on some of the latest platforms and systems would have been money extremely well spent at that level. So it's a real challenge. It's not something that can be avoided, but it's certainly that's something that could be mitigated if they were really on top of things. But it's a challenge, and we are in a world where this type of thing is getting smarter, faster, and is going to happen more and more. So we just need to play the right game with the right technology and have the right people in place. And that is always going to be a little bit of a challenge, especially in the South African context.
Absolutely right. Stephen Ambrose, thank you for your very, very important insight into this perplexing issue. You can, of course, listen to a full hour of Stephen's technology show on a Thursday at 11.